Curious, Shyla followed the smell, knowing spirits sometimes used scents to communicate. Perhaps there was a secret the Baroness wanted to share. Her feet slapped into the muddy floors of the catacombs as she continued her pursuit. Soon the scent ceased, vanished. It was there one moment, and then gone, as if someone had simply wiped it from the air. She looked around to find herself at what seemed like a dead end. Her eyes fought to adjust to the glimmering freckles of light, struggling to break through the outer frame of a small wooden door. Shyla pushed through it and stumbled forward into a pantry. She toppled head over heel, landing on her rump. When she stood, she twirled around on the ball of her foot, not truly comprehending where she had wound up. It looked to be the remains of a pantry, but above her head, where a solid roof would have been, was the open sky of mid-morning. Around her, crumpled walls held together haphazardly. Religious texts and statues lay broken on the floor. The monastery had been destroyed. She stood in the midst of its ruin. Her knees grew weak, and a small whimper of defeat escaped her. She crumpled to the floor, where she landed on a bit of rubble, and pressed her head into her open palms. This was a disaster. Hair, silken white, slid over her shoulder as she began to sob, shoulders trembling with the weight of her grief. It was gone, reduced to nothing. She had given up everything for this. Anger flared and Shyla shot to her feet. She began to tear down anything and everything that had remained standing. She followed her rage into the next room and the next. In her wake was left a trail of shattered statues, torn books, and decimated sacred texts. Her salvation had been a hoax. Shyla was prepared to continue her vengeful path until she reached the courtyard, or what remained of it. In the center were piles and piles of bodies. Newer corpses were still strapped to stakes, burnt to a charcoal black, while others hung upside down on pikes. It was apparent by the petite skeletons that these were all women. Some wore talismans signifying their power strengths, water, earth, wind, fire, and spiritmancy. Each one died a brutal death, and that meant only one thing. She was next. Oh, dear God! Shyla scarcely got the words out before ghosts of tortured souls began to rise from their battered husks. Each and every one locked their eyes on her, closing in with moans and cries for vengeance. One or two she could handle, but a mob of spirits, angry spirits, would only consume her and possess her to the point her real self would be lost. This was a real danger. They could overtake her and use her body to do whatever they wished. Her feet became lead. When she looked down, several of the apparitions had clamped down on her ankles, holding her tight, refusing to let her move. More came, and she felt their icy fingers tug at her cloak, her dress, and her hair, each one echoing their last screams of agony before the sweet relief of death. She fell to the ground, panting and heaving out every protection spell she knew. She invoked the goddess in every way possible, yet they still continued. Then, as if sent by the heavens, a flash of bright light exploded from just to her left and pushed the unwanted from her. Like an ethereal bomb, the spirits were sent flying in every direction. Shyla looked up and gasped in surprise. Standing before her with a warm smile was Lena O'Malley. Her dearest friend and sister in the craft of herbal remedies now stood before her in blinding glory. A pale version of her. A ghost. "You're dead?" Shyla whispered, afraid that if she spoke the words, it would make it real. Lena, with her short boyish cropping of hair and bright smile, merely nodded. Her eyes were a twinkle with merriment, and Shyla did not have the slightest clue what Lena would be happy about. "I'll kill him," Shyla whispered, pulling herself to her feet. Her ankles were still ice cold from being held by the undead for so long. Tentatively, she rubbed at them. Lena merely smiled, shrugging her shoulders in that sweet, carefree way of hers. It was as if she enjoyed being a spirit more than she did living. She did not even seem interested in vengeance. Lena merely motioned for Shyla to follow. Obediently, she did, but the sight that awaited her was enough to make her sick all over again. Just over the ridge, looking down on the road that led into the ruins.